Surah Al-Kahf, verses 92-101.
حتى إذا جعله نارا, when the iron panels were red with heat, he said, قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا, bring me molten brass or copper to pour on them. When this was poured, the gaps between the iron panels were filled, and this then became a solid iron wall whose dimensions are known only to Allah. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, فَمَسْطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ. So on account of its extreme height, they were unable to scale it. وَمَسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا. And due to its impenetrable structure, they were unable to bore through it. So the first condition of the people of taqwa in the Quran is هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. A sign of the muttaqeen, or the first condition, is that they believe in the unseen. Where is this wall of Dhul-Qarnayn? Where are this Ya'juj and Ma'juj? According to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, they exist somewhere. We do not know where they are, but we believe that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said is absolute truth. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, after completing it, ayah number 98, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. And upon accomplishing this task, which was no small feat, Dhul-Qarnayn expressed gratitude to Allah, and he said, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. This is by the mercy of my Lord. Allah has allowed him to do it, and it will serve to protect the people from the evil of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا. But when the time of the promise of my Lord, the time of its destruction, will come to pass, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا, he will level it to dust. This wall will be destroyed. And when will this be? Only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقًّا. My Lord's promise is ever true, and this iron wall will be destroyed. وَتَرَكْنَا, wall will come, and Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be unleashed. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَمُوجُ بَعْضُ يَمُوجُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ وَتَرَكْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. We shall let them surge against each other like waves. So Ya'juj and Ma'juj are a population in large numbers. On account of their large numbers and being unleashed at once, like waves surging, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَمُوجُ فِي بَعْضٍ. And this will occur closer to the time of Qiyamah. Then the onset of the afterlife will begin after they are unleashed. So the Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be released after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has come to this world. Then after that will be the onset of the afterlife. The Qiyamah will be very close after that, closer. And the trumpet will be sounded for the first time, and the universe will fall apart and perish. Then وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّور. Then the trumpet will be blown for the second time. فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. And we shall gather each one of them all together. All human beings in all creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be revived. وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا. On that day we shall unveil hell and expose it completely before those who reject and disbelieved in the truth. Who are they? الَّذِينَ كَانَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ فِي غِطَاءٍ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. Those whose eyes had a veil upon them from engaging in my remembrance, meaning they failed to see and understand the truth with their eyes. And وَكَانُوا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ سَمْعًا. And who were unable to listen and accept the truth. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues. So this is a brief discussion. What is said to us about Ya'juj and Ma'juj in the Quran, we believe upon it. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How these events will unveil, it is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the last journey of Dhul-Qarnayn, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of here. Inshallah, we will read the ayat from ayah 92 to ayah 101.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا
قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا قال ما مكني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم